And we're back with the Barca Breakdown. I'm your host. My name is Adam.
And I'm Yusuf. Guys, we need you to go.
Wait. Can they guess what we're about to say?
Probably. We need you to go. iTunes. Rate us. Review us. Drop a question if you'd like in your review. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. Interact with us. Send us direct messages.
Yes,
at Barca Breakdown. Send us some direct messages and comments. We'd love to hear from you guys.
And as always, don't forget, I know we have a big Spotify fam out there. You can also go on iTunes and drop us a review through your browser. So if you could do so, that would really help us out. Let's get to the game. So this is the first game out of three we have in the next week, right? So today we played Valladolid, then we play this weekend, and then we play again against Slavia Prague in the Champions League next week. So about to be a lot of podcasts, about to be a lot of hopefully good news for Barca. Today, pretty happy, right?
Yeah,
Valladolid, not always thought of as necessarily the best team in La Liga, but you know, if you remember, they drew against Madrid away, they drew against Bilbao away, which we couldn't even do, right? We lost there in the first game of the season, and they drew against Atletico at home. So, you know, good team, and overall, I think we were all pretty happy, right? 5-1 scoreline.
I mean, another home game, right, where we do really well. We score a lot of goals. We don't let up too many goals. We look like we're moving the ball forward, but that's just home.
Right, tale of two cities, yeah. Classic phrase.
There it goes.
you know, we'll see how we do in our next away game. Hopefully, I think this means now we get Dembouz back, which is going to be nice to see. I think with Fati in today, we kind of got some... Yeah, we'll get into Fati's performance today. But overall, I think, you know, having a more dynamic left winger who's able to kind of spread the defense is really going to pay off a lot. And, you know, hopefully... Well, should we even say hopefully at this point? Is there a chance we will see Antoine Griezmann as the main striker and Suarez not play? I don't think it's going to happen
It should have happened today.
I know. But, all right, let's break it down, right? So... going into the game, I had a predicted 3-0. You predicted 4-1. We both predicted two messy goals, so that was good.
Yeah.
But, you know, end result 5-1. Starting lineup comes out. Yesterday we got some news that Arthur wasn't going to be able to play. And so, you know, the starting midfield today ended up being Frankie, Busquets, Vidal. What did you think when you saw that?
I don't recall too many games with Busi and Vidal both playing. But I think Vidal provides that forward play anyway, so it wasn't too crowded. And as we saw today, he was doing some runs forward. That was really nice, and Busi was good on defense, actually, today.
True.
So, but just coming to see that, I was surprised. I actually was happy Valverde took a decision and made an interesting choice with Arthur not being in today.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, like we said, there's three games coming up in the next week, so we need to start resting players. A big theme we've been talking about is, you know, this season we want to see more proactive rests. So there's not just that, okay, big game against Liverpool, let's rest a player. Okay, big game in the Champions League, let's rest a player, right? We want to see more rest throughout the season, and so it's good to see Arthur get some rest, you know. And then, like you said, Vidal Busquets hasn't really, you know, been playing together too much this season. In fact, there was that whole phase where like it seemed like Vidal was kind of taking Busquets' starting spot, and then Busquets came back in. And so I was intrigued to see it. I think that, you know, it ended up panning out well, which we'll talk about. And then front three, so Messi, Suarez, right? Like we've been saying, we kind of want to see some Griezmann, Messi, and then a left winger play. But, you know, it's Ernesto Valverde's team, so we got Suarez starting again. And then we had Fati Mania.
Yeah.
Overall, I was real happy to see it just out of the lineup, right? You know, Fati and Carlos Perez, who we do need to see some more Carlos Perez.
I saw him on the squad list, and I was like, yes! And then it didn't happen.
True. But, you know, Fati, the worry was that he came off so hot and did so well, got a little bit of an injury, and then, you know, he had really found his window into the team when we had Messi injured, when we had Dembouz injured, and so there was kind of spots. Now that they've been healthy... even though Dembele suspended for this, you know, this is his last of two game suspension. I was hoping to see Fati get some time in here. And so I thought, hey, you know what? Actually a good game to put him in. You know, which we've been talking about so much how we want to see Griezmann as the main striker with Messi and then Dembele or Fati. But overall, you know, and this is no knock on Griezmann, and you guys who listen to the podcast know I'm vehemently against those who are trying to say that Griezmann hasn't really found his rhythm at Barca. I think it's mostly due to the position we play him at.
Sure.
But, you know, today, right, and like I was saying, this is no detraction to Griezmann, but when you have a left winger on the wing, it really brings a new dynamic and opens up a new area of our field that kind of helps create that width that we've been saying the team needs. So I was happy to see Fati in there. And then on the back four, we kind of had what I would call pretty standard, right? Sergio Roberto obviously not playing. Semedo was in today.
Mm-hmm.
And then Piqué, Clem, and Jordi Alba. So getting into the game, what were your thoughts? I think that definitely the first 20 minutes of the game were the most shaky.
It was like the game started. It seemed okay in the first few minutes. We scored kind of a fluky goal. Lenglet got the ball, you know, take a surprising kick at the ball. And
shot.
Then, yeah, shot and went in. It deflected off one of their players, which...
Still a goal.
There's still a
Don't
goal.
Don't let those Madrid haters tell you otherwise.
But that was good. But after that, it seemed like... We allowed them to attack us very aggressively, and that's what led to the first Valladolid goal, right?
True.
It seemed like our defense still has a problem warming up in the beginning, still allowing too much room, allowing the other team's offense to attack too harshly, you know, find too much room. I think we need to start off with a more calm mindset, because when we come in and we score in the first 3 to 5 minutes, it seems like we get hyped up, but we kind of lose a little formation.
True.
On the defense.
I think it's definitely a lack of concentration.
Yeah.
And I think what also plays into that is, you know, even though Piqué, the second half was outstanding today, his first half was a little bit shaky. And I think as kind of the leader of the defense, his, you know, he's prone to have lapses in concentration, right?
Sure.
Piqué is great. We all love him. But that's definitely one of his biggest flaws is he's kind of... He's a player who gets really in form, and then other times when he makes some kind of head-scratching decisions. And so I think part of him, you know, us getting a goal against a team that we expect to beat at the Camp Nou, right? Everyone feels comfortable and safe,
sure.
And then we go up 1-0. I feel like, you know, as kind of the leader, his lapses in concentration kind of reverberate around the team. And so I totally agree with you, right? After that first goal, we definitely lost concentration, and that's what allowed Valladolid to score in the 15th minute. However, post that,
very
the team
good.
Looked real good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Lionel Messi, right?
Dude,
what else can you say?
Phenomenal. Like, it was ridiculous, honestly.
Yeah. He was just so on fire. Like,
yeah.
Like we were talking about when he nutmegged the Valladolid player,
oh, yeah.
And he was like, ah.
He knew. He was like, oh, my God. Like, Messi just did this to me. I need to go home.
True. You know, I would love to see more. Right, he scored the great free kick. In the 34th minute, that kind of started to push us ahead. As we talked about before, there was this moment when Valladolid scored in the 15th minute where I was sitting there thinking, like, oh, boy, is this going to be an Ernie special?
Yeah.
But thankfully, you know, Messi kind of took control. He scored that free kick. You know, after he scored the free kick, I was starting to think to myself, like, you know, Messi scored a second free kick this season. He's not scoring enough from open play.
True.
And then, you know, in the 75th minute, right, Rakitic has a nice pass to Messi, and he just puts it away so clinically. I think because, and Messi even referenced this in a recent interview he did, that he's more of a midfielder now trying to create.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to forget that he's the greatest finisher anyone's ever seen, right? Like, you get the guy one-on-one with a keeper, and more often than not, it's going to go in. So
that's definitely the issue that we see right now with him, is that he stays back more and trying to, you know, get the ball forward. Well, in that play that we're talking about, Rakitic saw Messi forward, and hey, if there's anybody to give the ball to up there, it's Messi, right?
True. And, you know, talking about kind of that issue that we have, you know, Vidal today in really brought that component that we need, which is we need someone making runs in so Messi can deliver the ball to them.
For sure.
You know, there was a lot of talk last week about Messi not passing enough to Griezmann and kind of only passing to Suarez. We saw a little bit of that resurface today. But overall, I thought in the first half he was trying to spread the ball to Fati, to Vidal, to Alba. And I was really pleased, right? I mean, I think everyone saw, right, Messi scored two. He had the assist to Vidal. That was just a beautiful curling pass mm-hmm. that Vidal just one touch put away. And then he also had the nice assist to Suarez. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the Vidal that we saw today reminded me a little bit of my boy Paulinho that we were missing.
True. I mean, I think that when we got Vidal, everyone was like, oh, we basically got a better Paulinho.
Yeah, and I liked that he started today, despite the fact that he made a comment the other day that he was like, I don't mind not being a starter. Like, it doesn't bother him, which I think is a good mindset because...
Really? I'm pretty sure he said the opposite.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that Vidal was saying, like, of course I don't like not starting.
Oh, I must have misread the quote.
Yeah, totally. But you know what? I it's funny. I thought you were going somewhere else with that, which is I'm glad that even though he spoke out the truth,
sure.
he wasn't like... benched by Valverde for doing so, right?
True.
I
mean,
I think every player who plays on FC Barcelona thinks that they should, start.
Well, yeah.
So, speaking of Vidal, right, I actually misspoke. Vidal actually scored the second goal, right, 29th minute, like we were talking about, beautiful pass from Messi, and then Messi scored a nice free kick to end the first half. And so, you know, overall first half performance, I was impressed, although I think we should mention, even though we're huge Fati Mania fans here, Anzu's youth really shown today.
Yeah, I just don't think he was... I mean, he hasn't played in a couple games, one. And two, I don't think he has developed well enough to, you know, maintain the rhythm that he had before going into this game, right? He did have some great runs, and he had some good connections between Messi and a couple other people, but it just wasn't there for him today. That's okay. He still did a good job. It just wasn't his day.
True, And I'm a huge Dembouz fan, but he looked like Dembele a little bit today, right? Losing some balls he shouldn't
have.
Sure. Also, it seemed like sometimes he looks for more intricate passes rather than like the safe.
He made some questionable decisions. I think he, you know, it kind of gets ahead of you sometimes, but he's still learning. He's 16. We've said this a million times. We can't say it any more than that. But
I think overall, my take from the first half was... Suarez was real silent, right? And I think this is another game where Suarez scores a goal and on paper it looks good, but he was really silent for most of the game. I thought there were a few moments in the second half where his lack of pace kind of shone through and he wasn't getting the balls that, you know, a 27-year-old Suarez would have. And so we're always left with this question, right? Which is like, how come, knowing that performance and seeing what was happening, does Valverde put Griezmann on for Fati and not Suarez?
See, the question is, I would say, oh, well, we were up, you know, 3-1 or 4-1 at that point. It didn't really matter, right? But he doesn't seem to do that in ever in any game where we're having issues and Suarez is not showing up. Even if Suarez looked okay, I still think that he should make this decision, take Suarez out, even though... it might not be like a great decision at that time. He needs that rest too, and we've seen that. Suarez needs rest.
True.
So I'm not sure what Valverde's thinking ever. So I don't know.
Yeah, the Ernie Valverde roller coaster continues. I think, you know, kind of going along with our talk about Arthur resting, and then Suarez probably should have rested today. You know, at least come out for Griezmann. I think today what we saw was a Barcelona team that hadn't played, right? We didn't have a weekend game because of the Clásico.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, you know, when we don't rest, look what happens. We're able to press the full game. You know, even Messi had some good moments in here where he was really strategically pressing and, you know, getting the ball from the opponents. And so, you know, if Ernesto is able to continuously rest players and, you know, do it sporadically throughout the season... rather than just one big game like we were talking about before. Hopefully we can see an active, energized team all the time, right? You know, even though Arthur, Busquets, De Jong seems like the top three midfield, I mean, we have Vidal, right? We had Rakitic. Mm-hmm. So going in the second half, Rakitic comes on for Frankie. And for the first time all season, I know you might cry a little bit about this later, but he finally looked like he wasn't out there like trying to collect a check.
Not only that, but he actually looked like he made some passes that I were like, thank you.
True. He got the assist to Messi.
Not just that, but even last game when he got subbed in, he made some awful passes to the defense. Like it was
like Anfield, definitely.
Kind of, yeah.
So, you know, I was, even though we have our criticism of Rakitic, like, you know, I think everyone who watched that treble season in 2015 remembers how important he was and we all want to see him do well. And so it was relieving to see him come out and have more of a fire than usual.
Sure.
I think overall, you know, there's a lot of reports coming out that he's headed to Inter or PSG. Mm-hmm. There's reports that Vidal might head out. I really don't think we're going to trade both of them, but I do see us trading Rakitic. I mean, you know, not to get too much out of this game, right? But if you compare Vidal to Rakitic this season, does anyone who watched these games have any hesitation about which one's played better.
For sure.
Right? Like, it's just Vidal has played, like, almost an unbelievable amount better this season.
Not just that, but if you're just comparing offense, Vidal has done better. If you're comparing defense, Vidal has done better.
True.
It's unquestionable.
And like we mentioned in the first half, right, and how he scored that goal today, Vidal provides an interesting midfield force that we don't have any other player who mimics mm-hmm. this type of play style. He's able to run and make runs and connect with Messi and connect with the offense and score goals, right? It's ingrained in my head, that header he scored in the 5-1 Clásico last year.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Today, again, he came out with just a great game.
He was looking for it all game, too.
And, you know, one thing I've been trying to figure out this season, along with all the podcast listeners, is trying to put some sense on a nonsensical thing, which is Valverde's game plan. And I have been, you know, I've kind of come to realize that this type of game is where Vidal really shines. In games where we're pressing a lot, where there's a lot of rapid movement, Vidal really provides a crazy offensive spark that we just can't not use, right? I think it was the Inter Milan game. He came on at halftime and just lit up the field.
For sure.
And so, you know, against a team that's sitting back and holding, is Vidal always the best player? Probably not, right? Against these defensive-minded teams we face sometimes, but in games where he can get moving and connecting with mm-hmm. our offensive players, he really provides a spark that we just don't have another player who matches that profile.
The issue is, and if you look at last game against Prague, when our team looks like we're pretty stagnant, nothing's happening, we're really low energy, if we had someone like Vidal in there, the issue is he just has to do a bunch of defense. And that's okay, but he's a player that can utilize a very strong offensive forward-pushing style. And in a game like the Prague game, it just doesn't seem like we need someone else to... Not to say I don't think Vidal did a good job defensively, but we need someone else to change the full gameplay. The issue is, though, in a game like Prague, we couldn't get any of the players. Even Valverde was screaming at some of the players
on that throw-in.
Yeah, to get moving. It didn't seem like they had any ambition to do so. What are you going to do if you're a player like Vidal, right?
I think you're right. In those type of games, we need kind of those more... the players who are able to play more long balls mm-hmm. and kind of have more finesse and like technical ability. But in these games where, you know, it's a little bit of a... I don't want to say mayhem, but like there's an ordered chaos where, you know, we're pressing, we're running after the ball, we're trying to push forward, he really shines.
I agree.
I think, you know, another sub that he made was he put in Sergio Roberto for Jordi Alba, right? I think that was smart. Like we were talking about, we have all these games coming up. It's going to be good to start rotating some players.
Mm-hmm. And to comment on that, I think we need to start rotating some of our back line, some of our center backs. They've been playing every game quite a bit, and this game wasn't too crazy. I think we could have seen someone not start over Piqué or Lenglet. I think...
But let's shout out Lenglet, man.
No, he did a great job.
An incredible game today.
I agree.
I think you're right. I mean, in terms of giving rest to our backline, there's no question we need it. Araujo should be off his suspension now.
Yeah.
And then Umtiti was back with the team, even though he missed the last game. So looks like he's back. You know, it's worrisome that he didn't play for so long. He comes in, has an okay game, then his knee goes out. But you know, we'll play it by ear.
Sure.
You know, it seems like this year we're missing that Vermaelen-type character, that center back who's, like, not great, but we can plug in once a month and have him take some load off.
Somewhat reliable.
Yeah, we don't necessarily have that right now, but I'm interested to see how, you know, Araujo and Umtiti can hold up for the rest of the season. In terms of the rest of the game, I mean, you know, I don't have too much more comments. I've been obviously a vocal critic of Busquets. I thought he had a great game today. I thought he was covering balls defensively. He had some nice tackles. He was passing the ball well.
Here's the issue, though. You say that, and that's always like during a home game, I feel like, when he does a good job. Away, I don't know what it is. And I was saying this earlier to you, but away games won and Champions League games, we just do not do the same
style. True. And I think what is important to realize about those games is those are games where two things. One is like the veneer of this undefeatable Barca that we had from like 08 to 15-ish era is gone, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you go away or you're playing a big Champions League games, you come up against these teams now who really don't only like think they can beat Barca, but believe it and have seen a game plan that can beat us.
True.
And so in those type of games, when the game is fast-paced and there's a lot of pressing from the opposing midfield, that's when Busquets doesn't shine,
mm-hmm.
right? And so home games, it's generally not like that. And so I think that is kind of the distinction you're looking for in terms of when Busquets is able to like really perform at a high level now versus when he's not able to start a game and perform. I'm still interested to see Busquets as a sub in some of those big away games or Champions League games, but I think you're right. Like I've been saying for the last few episodes, if we start Messi, Suarez, and Busquets against a team that has confidence and thinks they can beat us, we just don't end up having the pace to win that game.
I mean, that even kind of addresses what Ter Stegen said after the Prague game about, you know, psychological issues. Maybe that's not necessarily, that's like a psychological issue between the whole Barca team versus its opponent, but not only that, but we have the psychological issues in the actual game that we have to deal with. And when Busquets is faced with some adversity, he seems to shy away and kind of, you know, go into his shell a little bit and not come out in these very important games where he's starting, you know?
True. I think that about covers it for the game. We're trying to have a quicker podcast because we're going to have three of these bad boys in the next, you know, 7 days. You know, one interesting thing, just so we can get a little more of a Messi circle jerk going, is that, right, he looked great today.
He did. That was a little forward, but yeah, he did look great.
Hey, you know, let's just be honest on the podcast with the breakdowners. You know, in the last five seasons in the top five leagues, Messi has 20 free kick goals. The next highest team is Juventus with 15, right? I mean, I think we've all realized that he's taken his free kick game to the next level, and I think that he's starting to cement himself as maybe the greatest free kick taker of all time, on top of the greatest dribbler, scorer, and passer. But he's really gone on fire. And since Messi, so think about this: September 24th, Messi makes his first start of the season. So not counting those games where he came back and subbed, but then got hurt again. Mm. The games before, we had lost, won, draw, won, draw, lost. Since he started and came back, we've won every game, right? So ever since that Granada loss, right, Barca have won 7 in a row, and we have a crazy record at Camp Nou. I think we have 21 goals for and 6 against, and so, you know, even though it's kind of an afterthought in you know, for us sometimes about, oh, well, Barca's going to win, we're at home, those numbers are still pretty intense, and
definitely
very happy to see it. You know, the team, even though we won today, is kind of like when we won against Prague, it's kind of like all of our victories lately. I'm not totally convinced the team has kind of found the optimal play style and the optimal lineup for these bigger games. But like I was started the pod with, Valladolid drew Atletico Real Madrid, and Bilbao. They're, you know, a pretty good force in La Liga, and we came away with a convincing victory. So overall, I leave pretty happy. I think there's more to be done, but it's a good sign after the Prague game that the players came out, were pressing a lot, and were looking for a goal all the time. That's something that sometimes can be missing from this team, that everyone was looking to score, score, score. Did that cause Messi and Suarez not to pass to Griezmann on that last kick, which could have, you know, given him a goal? Sure. But overall, pretty happy with the performance and the mindset today.
Yeah, just to comment on that, Eli had sent me a direct message about that and asks, you know, he had a comment. And he was saying that, you know, was I the only one that saw that Griezmann wasn't really getting the ball and kind of getting ignored? I mean, yeah, he was, and that did happen last game as well. But, you know, I think he still has a little bit of issue on that left wing. Messi was really hot this game. I think he was just looking to score more. Yeah, I know.
True.
You're
excited. Well, that's the thing, is like, if you have Griezmann playing out of his position and the players know it, do you expect them to pass it to someone who's not playing in an optimal spot? I mean, it's kind of like a chicken or egg. It's like, well, if you don't pass to Griezmann, he won't perform. But like, if you pass to Griezmann and he's out of position, he's not going to perform.
Well, I just think the one thing is Suarez did not look great that game. And I think Messi might have prioritized Suarez a little bit over Griezmann, was
true,
what I would say.
But, and this is the last point I want to make on the pod, is that there was this interesting, you know, it would be unfair to make any trio and like try to make them click as well as Neymar, Messi, and Suarez, right? Obviously, the South American roots, the generational type players that they were. At the same time, though, I do feel like there's not that same ethos amongst Messi and Suarez to get Griezmann like scoring and involved, right? I think the most like emblematic of how Messi did that for Neymar back in the day was like when he would get a penalty, he would give it to mm-hmm. Neymar to kind of try and light his goal scoring on fire. And I'm curious if we're presented that same opportunity where maybe Messi has scored one or twice in the game and then they get a penalty in the 80th minute. Does he give it to Griezmann to help him get up and rolling? I would like to see something like that.
That would be interesting to address, see what happens. Yeah. Overall, I think the game was pretty good, like you said. But, you know, we have more games to talk about coming this next week. And
get excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So
even though sometimes this team can tear us down, every new game I'm just like, ah, this is what I was waiting for all week. And seeing Messi come out and just boss it around was so comforting.
We need to see more of it. But I do want to say, before we end this podcast, I know we said this a couple weeks ago, we decided to go with a different system to make our website. So the website's almost ready. Sorry for the wait. But whenever we guys will tell you, we'll make a a Instagram post, a Twitter post. We'll let you guys know on the pod that the website is up. So when it's up, please go there. You know, check it out. We want you guys to give us some feedback on it. So it should be up within the next week.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
So what are your predictions for the Valladolid game?
Oh, boy. In terms of starting lineup, I hope to see... It's so tough. I hope to see Griezmann, Dembele, Messi, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's at home at the Camp Nou, so that would be a wonderful sight. I think in the midfield, we'll see... I think we're going to see a Rakitic start, is my prediction. I'm going to predict... I've been predicting this lineup for a while now. We never see it, so maybe it's just me being optimistic, but I think we'll see Arthur, Rakitic, Frankie.
Arthur... Wait, you said Dembele to start, though?
Yeah, Dembele, Griezmann,
Messi. Isn't he out?
Oh, you're right. Damn it. He's one more game. So we're going to see Griezmann, Messi, Suarez. I think we might also see Arthur, Rakitic, Frankie. I'm going to predict we're going to win 3-0 with two Messi goals and one Griezmann goal.
Okay. As much as I'd love to see Griezmann, Messi, Carlos Perez, which would be super cool because I just mentioned it, I'm going to go with the same starting lineup because Valverde is going to be boring. And then in the midfield, I would like to see a Vidal to start this game, actually. He needs minutes. And then the back is going to be the same. I think Roberto is still going to be out in Semedo. And then I'm going to go with a 4-0 victory. Actually, 4-1 victory. And then I'm going to go one Griezmann, one Suarez, and two Messi.
Boom. I think we predict too high of goals all the time, but... Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Hopefully we have a good game next week, and then we'll be all happy and confident, and then we'll play an away Champions League game and be depressed. Thank you.